Here's some good news for Connecticut college students. The state university system says it will forgive about $17 million worth of student loan debt that students took on during the COVID-19 pandemic. Terrence Cheng is the president of the state university system. He says community college students especially needed debt relief.
It borders on a national crisis level. The data that we have seen since the pandemic has also shown that the constituents that pursue community college degrees have been drastically, severely affected in a way that traditional college students who have also suffered, community college students have suffered worse.
About 18,000 community college students in the state will have their debt forgiven with no conditions attached. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, what a new survey reveals about student mental health. Connecticut will receive millions in a multi-state opioid settlement and a historic deal made in the Hamptons. I'm Sabrina Garone. Parents, students, and educators agree that mental health is important to keep schools safe. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on that finding and others from an annual survey run by parents of children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
Michelle Gay and Alyssa Parker co-founded Safe and Sound Schools after both lost their daughters in the shooting that killed 20 children and 6 educators. Gay says they found students and parents were overwhelmingly happy with how schools prioritize mental health, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's really good news in my estimation, because I am a very strong advocate for a focus on mental and behavioral health in the school community in order to ensure that everybody's safe and sound.
But Gay says there's an increasing gap in how students and parents see their school's safety. Many aren't nearly as confident as educators and administrators that schools are doing enough.
That's something we all should sit up and take note of back home and really try to replicate this survey in our own school districts so that we have a really solid understanding of how our constituents, you know, our customers basically are feeling.
Gay says parents, students, and teachers also agree about other ways to keep schools safe, including school resource officers and regular training on what to do in case of a crisis like a school shooting. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Connecticut joined in a landmark $26 billion multi-state opioid settlement with 4 pharmaceutical companies. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports Connecticut will receive about $300 million.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says it's the second largest cash settlement since the multi-state tobacco settlement deal in the 1990s. He says it would go a long way to help communities with the abatement of opioid addiction.
It is a strong amount of money to try to help where help is so much needed. And it does provide some justice to families across Connecticut, across the country that have lost so much.
New York is to receive $1.5 billion. Attorney General Letitia James says the money won't bring back lost lives. The settlement is with drug distributors Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and drug manufacturer Johnson & Johnson. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The town of Southampton will return some ancestral lands to the Shinnecock Indian Nation. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
The boom of an excavator truck crashed into a historic covered bridge in Cornwall, Connecticut this week. State police say the West Cornwall Bridge sustained significant non-structural damage to its wooden support structures on Tuesday. State troopers say a Department of Transportation safety inspection found no impact on the integrity of the bridge. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved a $2 billion rail line to connect LaGuardia Airport to the LIRR's Port Washington line. The decision was based on the environmental review of the 1.5-mile rail project. Critics say the route is far from ideal, though, and the Port Washington line is not equipped to handle a surge in riders. The project is scheduled to be completed by the end of 2025. A new Suffolk County Crime Stoppers program will award residents up to $500 fast cash for anonymous tips on illegal guns. The information must lead to seizure of an illegal gun or arrest for illegal possession in order for the tipster to receive the cash award within 72 hours. The Crime Stoppers hotline is 1-800-220-TIPS. Decades of tribal advocacy has led to a historic deal in the Hamptons. The town of Southampton will return some ancestral lands to the Shinnecock Indian Nation in eastern Long Island. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
The Hamptons were once entirely home to indigenous people. De La Troge is Shinnecock and an indigenous sovereignty attorney.
Ancestrally, our territory spanned from what's now known as the town of Brookhaven to what's now known as the town of East Hampton.
Shinnecock people buried their ancestors in what is now the Shinnecock Hills neighborhood of the Hamptons.
Sugarloaf Hill, it's extraordinarily sacred to us. It's a parcel of land that was stolen from the Shinnecock Nation in 1859. This is the first time since 1859 that we've been successful in having the return of any of that land.
That was the year the town of Southampton in New York State forced the tribe to give up lands according to imposed borders. A 2019 PBS documentary drew national media attention to the tribe's fight to reclaim Sugarloaf Hill. Earlier this year, Southampton agreed to spend $5.3 million on the property. The Peconic Land Trust picked up the check with private donations. The deal was completed this week. It gives the tribe stewardship of the land. A mansion on the property that overlooks Shinnecock Bay is scheduled for demolition. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.